Furs.
Spend it here, keep it here.
Shop Emporia First.
Are you a local student pursuing a degree in the healthcare field or know someone who is? The Newman Regional Health Volunteers are currently accepting scholarship applications from area students for the 2022-2023 school year. More information can be found at newmanrh.org/scholarships or call 620-343-6800, extension 22525. There has never been a more important time to choose a career in healthcare, and the Newman Regional Health Volunteers want to help you get there.
KBOE Live and Local, good morning, 826, sunshine and 68 degrees. And welcome to What's In Outdoors, hosted by Phil Totten every Friday morning here, brought to you by our good friends at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50 and Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower. John and Jenny and the exceptional crew at Express Tire and Auto always take great care of you. And let's see. Let's head to Council Grove Lake Studio North. Phil Totten, how you doing, Phil?
I'm hanging in there, sir. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. Beautiful morning out there.
Oh, you don't think we're going to play vintage softball anytime soon?
Are you ready?
Well, in spirit I am, Ron, I guarantee you. It's been a long time since I've run 50 yards.
That's all right, Phil. You'll be okay.
I tell you, miracles do happen. The Royals have won two games. It's not raining today.
Two for two this morning, Phil.
Lately, I've been out in the garden trying to keep the weeds out of it, and I've been in the wild space area, and I just marvel at the wildflowers that are growing. But something called prickly lettuce has really invaded me, and so I had to call my buddy Roger Wells, who was a noted wildlife biologist and does farm tours and everything, to join us on the show just to talk about what's going on out in the country now. So, good morning, Roger. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing good. And yes, let's not have any more rain. Who's ever in charge of that? Cut it out, okay?
I will
get
into
to dry up.
You know it. I will get into the lake levels later on in the show, and I'll tell you, we're flooded out up here. We sure are. But you got a big event coming out on the farm on June 15th, the Kansas Forest Service Agroforest Field Day. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we do. It's the, you're right, the Kansas Agroforestry Field Day. To kind of the background on this, probably 24 years ago or more, when we bought this old piece of land out here, I noted that the woodlots on the place were terrible quality. So we started doing some work, planting trees and thinning out junk stuff, and continued that all through the years. And then in 2019, we were selected to receive the Kansas Agroforestry Award, which is an award that's given one in the state for an agricultural operation that incorporates forestry practices. And so that happened in 19, and with that, the Kansas Forest Service wanted to do a forestry field day. Well, of course, COVID knocked everything out, and they weren't able to. And finally come around to this year, they asked me if we would be willing to host the Kansas Agroforestry Field Day. And it does come up on Wednesday, June 15th, here at our place. And it ends up that we have done so much out here that they wanted it to be more than just a forestry field day. And so they're going to start at about 8:30 on Wednesday morning with coffee and donuts and registration. There'll be a little program and a welcome that goes on. And by the way, they're doing this all. We're meeting inside our big metal hay barn out here. And there'll be three concurrent tours going on in the morning, People rotate from one to the other. Range management and rotation grazing. We have incorporated a 9-pasture rotation grazing program on our place where the cattle rotate through 3 times each in all 9 pastures during the summer. We got a couple NRCS people and others talking, you know, at that stop. Another stop will be where we did remove some trees, old junk trees, hedge trees, honey locusts, and replanted. And then another one will be about wildlife habitat and food plots. So those rotations will happen in the morning. They'll stop, have lunch, and then 3 more rotations in the afternoon on prescribed burning, timber stand improvement, and forest management practices. And then we go over to Allen Creek where we've done some stream bank stabilization, and I've planted about 500 trees along the creek and in a low area that floods all the time. So they'd be the 3 concurrent in the afternoon. It'll end up at about 3 o'clock. So, yeah, it'll be quite a circus, I tell you. It'll be a lot of fun.
Roger, how many people do you think can come to this? I mean, is it unlimited? Coming up.
There is a registration fee. It's $12 registration if you pre-register, and the $15 at the day of the event. They're expecting 100 people. Now, I have no idea how many is going to actually come. I don't keep the registrations. The Kansas Forest Service does. People can go to the Kansas Forest Service website and look on at their activities and events link and find and register on there. Or if they want to, they can call the Kansas Forest Service 785-532-3300 and register there. But now it's not limited by any means. Anybody is welcome to come. You know, so.
Well, Roger, when I first met you, you were the National Habitat Director of Quail Unlimited, and you know, right away, I know you are a person that I wanted to talk to. And now, more than ever, I just wonder what's going on in our natural world. Quail numbers seem to be coming back. Of course, pheasants are a little iffy. We really don't have them in our part of the state, but I am concerned about the wild turkeys. And I know you've addressed these a lot. Is it just declining habitat, or do we have more and more things going on out in the natural world that I'm not aware of, why these numbers are going down?
There's probably more, particularly with the turkeys, I would guess. Now, I understand that I'm not in tune to there as much as I was at one time. You know, I'm supposed to be retired. People won't let me, you know, but... yeah, there's a lot more going on there than habitat. I mean, turkey populations have been down all the way from here to the Atlantic Ocean, okay? So there's something else that's happening out there, and I don't know that anybody has a real clue of what it is. You know, there's a lot of research going on. Now, you did mention the quail. We do seem to have a resurgence of quail numbers. You know, in the area and in Kansas, South Central and Western Kansas has had good numbers. And I can sit on my front porch here having coffee every morning, and there may be 6 to 8 bobs whistling around, and got a little pair nesting within probably 100 yards of the house right here. So, but anyway, yeah, there seems to be a resurgence on the quail, but obviously there is more happening than we really understand. No
question. Roger, when can we start seeing baby quail and wild turkey? I love seeing the broods with the parents out in the fields, and of course here on the lake we've had several Canada geese with their families going up and down the lake. They're always fun to watch. So I was wondering when can we really start seeing baby quail and turkey, and I think the way the year has been, especially not extensive flooding down in the nesting areas, that we should be seeing some broods here before long.
Well, you're not going to see them for a little bit because, the hatch is going on right now. Every day, right now, some chicks are being hatched. And the peak of hatch is typically late June in our part of the world. But as we've talked before, those little quail, they're kind of like more like mice than birds when they're small, and the hens will hide them and keep them hidden. And you won't see them typically in any great numbers until they're 2 to 3 weeks old. But the peak of hatch is coming up here real soon. And so chicks are being hatched, like I said, every day. And so people will start seeing a few broods of the little guys out on the roads, and particularly the ranchers that are working out in the pastures and areas will start seeing some chicks very soon. They're out there right now.
Well, Roger, talking about birds and bird watching, can you tell us a little bit about the new MODIS Network project?
Yeah, this is pretty cool. I happened to be on a tour with a group of Fish and Wildlife Service folks and others, Nature Conservancy and other folks, earlier this year, touring the Flint Hills, and we ended up at the Tallgrass Prairie Preserve and went out to a site that they called the MOTUS, M-O-T-U-S, network site, which is a tower that picks up transmissions from specially marked birds and banded birds, not banded, but they got a little transmitter on the birds. And if a bird travels within 10 to 11 miles of this tower, it'll pick up the signal. And so it tracks migrating birds. And this is part of an international network, international system of bird monitoring, and they're learning lots of information. And so I asked them when I was there, I said, okay, are you looking for more places to put these? Right now, there are only 7 of them in the whole state of these towers. And I told them, I think I'm the right distance away. So the Dr. Alice Boyle from K-State came here along with Shelley Wiggum of the Nature Conservancy and checked out our area. We drove around. I told him, I'm willing to have you put a MODIS tower on my place if you want. And they looked around at our place and said, well, your metal hay barn is perfect. You know, it's a tall structure. And said, we can put a MODIS tower on top of that, and you've got electricity. It takes very little electricity to run it, but what happens when a bird comes within 10 to 11 miles of this unit, it uploads the signal of that particular transmitter and that particular individual bird to a system that anybody can log into and tracks the migration of that bird. And so, they want to come out and put a MODIS tower on top of our hay barn, which is going to be really cool, you know. And like I said, we're 21 miles from, straight line distance, from the Tallgrass Prairie Preserve tower, which is perfect spacing for them to pick up any bird that's monitored. And also, going along with that, Dr. Boyle saw that I have purple martins here. We've got 15 pairs right now. And she said purple martins is one of the species that they are trying to track and learn more about. So she's going to come out, and before the babies fledge and fly, she's going to put tiny, and they're super tiny, little transmitters on them, battery-powered. They'll last a couple hours or a couple years on these little guys, so that they'll monitor the travel of these purple martins. And that way, for me, I'll get to see who comes back.
That's going to be interesting,
Roger. It's a pretty cool system, and it's an international. I mean, across the world, there's, you know, 1,000 stations across the world that will be one of those worldwide monitoring stations.
Hey, that is exciting. Do you have any idea what other species they'll be following?
Oh, there are researchers all over, but prairie birds in particular, all the way from meadowlarks to prairie chickens, all kinds of grassland birds, shorebirds. This was really set up to monitor shorebird migrations, banding them in, you know, their nesting areas. And you know how a lot of shorebirds travel thousands and thousands of miles on their migration. You know, upland plovers from here end up in Argentina, as an example. You know, and so it was actually set up originally to monitor that, but they've expanded it to all kinds of species now. Researchers from all over are putting transmitters on. So
we better go to that first break. If you can you hang on? I do want to talk about the Symphony on the Flint Hills that's coming up.
Oh, you betcha. I'll be here.
All righty.
All right, you're tuned in to What's In Outdoors, KVOE Live and Local with Phil Totten and special guest Roger Wells here this morning. Stay tuned. We're back with more after this.
If you're ready to load up and take that summer road trip, make sure your vehicle is running its best with a pre-vacation checkup at Express Tire and Auto. Your fuel efficiency can be affected by tire pressure, old oil and filter, air filters, spark plugs, and more. Something as simple as having your oil and filter change may help you save at the pump. So remember to schedule your maintenance at Express Tire and Auto, 806 East 12th Avenue, 620-343-9994. And have a safe summer.
Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it.
Dads who love to grill love Traeger. This Father's Day, make Dad the king of the backyard barbecue with a new Traeger wood pellet grill from Bluestem. Whether his specialty is smoked ribs, juicy steaks, or the perfect grilled pizza, the temperature-controlled Traeger means no flare-ups and no babysitting, so Dad can sit back and relax while the Traeger does all the work. Stop grilling and start Traegering with a Traeger wood pellet grill from Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply, West Highway 50 in Emporia.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, live and local. Partly cloudy, 69 degrees. You are tuned in to What's In Outdoors with Phil Totten every Friday morning right here. Brought to you by Express Tire and Auto and by Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply. Phil Totten coming to us from Studio North out at Council Grove Lake. Back to you, Phil.
Well, listeners, we are talking. Listeners, we are talking to Roger Wells. Roger's a noted outdoorsman, underage instructor. He's been involved with this many, many, many years. And we are talking about habitat, birds. So, if you have a question for Roger, you might give us a call at 1-620-342-5863, because he's the guy to talk to about what's going on in our natural world. Roger, for many years we did prairie walks there for Symphony of the Flint Hills. Do you expect a nice prairie to take people through this year there at Elmer's Pasture near Bazaar?
Yeah, a week ago today, our prairie walk team pre-toured the site, and there's a pretty good number of wildflowers out there. It's going to be a lot better site than some that we've had in the past. There are good numbers of wildflowers. But I tell you what, our prairie walks involve a lot more than just plant and flower identification. We teach people about the prairie, you know, and the importance of the tall grass prairie. You know, the whole mission of the Symphony, and I'll just quote this, it's to heighten the appreciation and knowledge of the Flint Hills tall grass prairie. And that's what we try to do on the prairie with Prairie Walk Team. Yes, we'll identify flowers, we'll talk about the grasses and that kind of thing. But what I try to do is tell people about the prairie and the history of the prairie and maybe something about the historic wildlife of the Tall Grass Prairie. So, yeah, we're going to be there tomorrow afternoon. We start the Prairie Walk team. We'll be ready to start at about 1:30, and we're going to go to about 5:30, take groups out on 15 to 20-minute excursions, talking about the prairie and looking at wildflowers. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully we have a nice day, who's ever in charge of the weather.
I got my fingers crossed for that, I guarantee you. We haven't had enough rain. I really appreciate you being on the show, Roger, and I do want to stay in touch with you about this MODIS product. I'll try to get a team over there, and we'll get some video going. I appreciate all you do, Roger.
Okay. Glad to see you. We'll see you out there tomorrow then. Okay. Take care.
All right. Well, Ron, let's go to that last break.
Okay.
We'll get a fishing report and also some lake levels and introduce our week one winners of our great summer-long family fun fishing contest.
Sounds like a plan. You're tuned in to What's In Outdoors. Phil Taunton every Friday morning right here. Brought to you by Express Tire and Auto and Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply. We are back with more after this.
If you're ready to load up and take that summer road trip, make sure your vehicle is running its best with a pre-vacation checkup at Express Tire and Auto. Your fuel efficiency can be affected by tire pressure, old oil and filter, air filters, spark plugs, and more. Something as simple as having your oil and filter change may help you save at the pump. So remember to schedule your maintenance at Express Tire and Auto, 806 East 12th Avenue, 620-343-9994. And have a safe summer.
Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply has got it.
Make your lawn the envy of all who pass by. Bluestem has Scott's Lawn Care products that'll help you keep your lawn looking green and healthy all summer long. Like Scott's Lawn Pro Weed and Feed. It's weed control plus lawn fertilizer. And it comes in bags that cover 5,000 and 15,000 square feet. Pick up the right amount for your yard. When it comes to Scott's Lawn Care products, if you need it and if your lawn needs it, Bluestem's got it. Get it at Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply. West Highway 50 in Emporia.
KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM live and local. Sunny and 69 degrees. You are tuned in to What's In Outdoors with Phil Taunton every Friday morning right here. Phil, Studio North, Council Grove Lake as we gear up for another active weekend. You mentioned Symphony in the Flint Hills. And yeah, good to have that event back on the docket, huh, Phil?
I tell you, it's really enjoyable. I know when I participated there, going through the grasslands and looking for new plants, is just what I've really created here in my wild space area, Studio North. Going out there every day and seeing the different flowers is like going on an Easter egg hunt. It's just I just marvel at it and seeing the things. And of course, I can't wait till the butterflies really start coming in and the other pollinators. So it's a lot of fun. Something I really enjoy doing. But Ron, the Council Grove Reservoir is 7 foot high. And with that, activities at Marina Cove have come to a standstill. All our ramps going into the marina and also the shelter areas where we keep the boats are flooded out. With 7,000 cubic feet coming in and only 89 going out, I expect the lake to get higher. But John Redmond now is 24 feet high, so you know, there's just no place to take this water, so they're storing it up here. Catfish are on the prowl. Good reports of nice fish being caught up to 34 pounds. Crappie there in there, what you call the post-spawn stage. Joe Bragg was out trying trolling methods for them. They're not really up to, on the shore anymore. But Joe was able to catch a 7-pound walleye when he was jigging for crappie in a brush pile up in Monkers Creek. So that was quite a surprise. What's In Outdoors does want to give a tip of the hat to Mary Kay Meyer with her two catches of wipers. Both of them was close to 10 pounds. And Mary was jug fishing and from a kayak. So that would have been something to see, landing a 10-pound wiper in a kayak. We do have our summer-long family fun fishing contest going on, Ron, and our winners last week. I just marveled at the kids' stories, and this is something I've been doing since 1995. When we did the Youth Outdoor Appreciation Days with the Gazette. But all you need to do is take a picture of your catch and send it to me. We do have updates on our What's In Outdoors page, www.kvoe.com. But last week, Carson Zillion, he won the bass category. Tyler Riley, catfish of over 40 pounds, and Tanner Riley, I mean, he's from Galva. And just talking with his family, he has Emporia roots. Rob Riley, Dale Parks, and Janet are in his family. So I just can't believe how this contest with entries coming in from all over the state are connecting me with people I know from Emporia. Miles Putnam, he had the crappie winner. Little lady Samantha March won the green sunfish. And Liam Lauer, he won the fifth category, which is anything goes, anything you catch with a snake. And Liam had a big weekend last weekend because he won the mutton busting contest over there at the Strong City Rodeo. I believe that young man's 6 years old. Which a lot of good things going on, and goodness did I have a good time over at the Jenkins Yeager Memorial Catfishing Tournament last Sunday, seeing the kids and all the excitement when they start bringing those big flatheads out of the tank. And first place winner with 266.4 pounds was the River Chubbies. And they also had Big Fish, which was about 63 pounds. Second place was NRO with 226 pounds of fish. I mean to say, there were some nice ones caught. The Bison's Award was for its biggest gar was 20.4 pounds. That was a big gar. Biggest channel was 23 pounds, and the smallest flathead was caught by a team called the Bitty Kitties. It only weighed a pound. But altogether, there was 2,321.3 pounds of fish caught, and the real good news was the a little over $5,000 was set up for scholarships that they went to that tournament. Well, Ron, that should about do it for What's in Outdoors this week. It was just always encourage people to get, what I say, outside for a better inside. Check out our webpage. We do know that the big fishing program over at the Ebenezer United Methodist Church is going to come on June 24th and 25th. So we have that up on our webpage.
Yeah, a couple of weeks out from that, always a good event. So you going to be at the Symphony here tomorrow, Phil?
No, I won't be there. We got so much going on here, and I'm going to be getting together with the sheriff and the deputy sheriff later on today. We're having a little bit of that's my daughter and my youngest daughter. Of course, Ginger's the warden. They keep me on a narrow line, but we got a lot of things to do here. I do appreciate the Symphony and all they stand for, and I really appreciate the volunteers that help make that such a good event.
All right, Phil, keep up the great work, and hopefully that water comes down a little bit for you.
All righty, guy. You take care.
All right, take care. Phil Totten, What's in Outdoors, every Friday right here. KVOE Live and Local. Log on to KVOE.com. Click on that community tab, top of the homepage, and that will take you to a direct link to What's in Outdoors and the What's in Outdoors page, KVOE.com. A list of all kinds of upcoming events and photos from Phil Totten, Mr. What's in Outdoors for us here at KVOE, the program every Friday morning. It's brought to you by Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50 and also by Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower. It's 8:55. Now the headlines from ABC.
Inflation in May was worse than expected, up 8.6% in the month compared to the year before. ABC business correspondent Rebecca Jarvis says,
"This is really hitting American families hard in areas like food, like rents. According to Rent.com, an average one-bedroom apartment up 26.5%, the average nationwide, more than $1,700 a month. And while this clearly impacts individuals, families, consumers, it also